What about cap and trade, where carbon emitters can try to reduce their emissions, and if they come in below their cap, they can sell or trade their unused portion of their limits to other companies struggling to comply? Does fee and dividend work in tandem, in spite of, instead of cap and trade? What's the relationship?
We see carbon fee and dividend as a better alternative to cap and trade. Cap and trade, instead of attaching a cost to carbon, caps the quantity available. It tends to do this by focusing on big users, so it's not uniform. It's going to focus on large industry, on utilities only. So it's less efficient as a method of reducing carbon from that perspective. And it's also, it requires a lot more bureaucratic interference with the economy, because essentially most cap and trade proposals have allocated a given number of credits to particular takers, particular industries, and particular companies. And that obviously becomes a very, very difficult political question. How do you allocate these things fairly? A lot of times, too many of them have been allocated so that the price of the permits is so low that they're actually not capping the quantity very effectively. We think that by putting a price on carbon that's very predictable, this is also actually a business-friendlier and by far simpler to implement option.
The Citizens Climate Lobby is essentially an all-volunteer organization, 19,000 strong, including the two of you. Tell me a little bit about how your group sort of works, is organized, and how people can get involved.
We start chapters that are focused around specific legislative districts. We train our volunteers to lobby and to also work with the press, work with the media, as we're doing right now. And a lot of activity goes into writing letters to the editor and communicating both in writing and with lobby meetings with members of Congress. So we also have a conference every year in June in Washington, D.C. That conference has grown from a few hundred about 3-4 years ago to about almost 1,000 this past year. And our organization is growing very, very rapidly, which gives us a lot of momentum and a lot of credibility. So the way to get involved with Citizens Climate Lobby is to find out whether there's a local chapter. You can do that on our website, www.citizensclimatelobby.org. And if there is no chapter, we do need leaders in legislative districts, including here in Central Illinois, who are willing to stand up and help move a chapter forward.
And did the media training come in useful for our interview today?
I love talking about this topic. It's just, I believe in it very, very deeply. I think we have a real problem. I think the realization of that is really spreading. So there's a very big search on right now for good ways to deal with it. And this is the way to do it.
Yeah, we put a lot of effort into communicating with the media through letters to the editor and op-eds. We've had over 8,000 letters to the editor written by our volunteers since our founding. And we believe that that does have an impact on changing the conversation about climate change.